AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where the mayor's giving an update on the storm cleanup.
We're now 36 hours into our big dig out.
She says she knows that the snow clearing crews have been working 12-hour shifts since Friday.
We are making our major roadways passable. The district has over 4,400 miles of roadway, and we are making our way through all of it.
But she says it's going to take some time.
We knew that we would have with 24 inches of snow in the district and very cold temperatures throughout the week, several days of cleanup ahead of us.
The airports serving Washington have been hit hard by the snow. Reagan National and Dulles are resuming flights today, though. New York City got 27 inches of snow on Saturday, a record in the city for a single day. President Obama says he knows why Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are polling so well in the Republican presidential contest.
Frustration. Anger that folks like Trump and to some degree Cruz are exploiting. It's real within the Republican Party and the Republican base.
He says Hillary Clinton is wicked smart and rival Bernie Sanders is idealistic and passionate, but he's not choosing a favorite in the Democratic contest for president in his interview with Politico. The Supreme Court has ruled that prisoners doing life for murders they committed as teenagers must have a chance at parole. Still a mystery this morning why a member of Navy SEAL Team 6 died in a parachute training accident last year in Florida. The investigation finds Petty Officer William Blake Marston was unconscious after he jumped out of the plane and unable to open his chute, but nobody seems to know why. The Dow's down 102. This is AP Radio News. Business economists seem a little pessimistic about the next few months. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel has this story.
A survey by the National Association for Business Economics paints a mostly gloomy view of the economy at the start of 2016. Fewer than half of the economists expect sales at their firms to rise in the first quarter, the smallest proportion since January of 2015. And nearly 20% expect profits to fall, the most in more than a year. At the same time, a majority of those surveyed say their firms plan to raise wages in the January to March quarter. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
McDonald's stock has been rising after it said that sales in the U.S. grew 5.7% in the fourth quarter, its best result in more than 3 years. McDonald's says its all-day breakfast menu and the warm weather, we should say previously warm weather, helped its sales. Overall sales rose 5% for McDonald's. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.